Dad.
KSPK.
And welcome back. It's been a lot of action here. Not as crowned two state champions earlier today in the 106-pound class. On the 3A classification, Jeremiah De La Cerda, Alamosa. Won by decision there over Andrew Pedregon over of Skyview. Jeremiah De La Cerda back-to-back there for him, so congratulations there. And for the Monta Vista Pirates, sophomore Matthew Dean with an 8-5 decision there over Emilio Vallejos of Rocky Ford for his first state championship as well. A lot of potential there with him being a sophomore. Match we're getting ready for next, another defending champion there, 120 pounds in the girls' classification there, Samantha Mesta. She comes in with a record of 50-4. And she's going up against Audley Martinez from Las Animas, record of 50-11 on that. And good. Las Animas is putting a lot of good wrestlers there, both on the boys' and the girls' side. Before we get going, though, you know, a lot of fanfare here in the state championship, and rightfully so. They're giving everybody their due. So in between each round, they bring the previous classification up and give them their time on the podium, pose for this packed. I don't think there'd be any more people here if we had a Nuggets game or an Avs game. Kind of a massive crowd here, and gotta love it. This is such a cool event. But anyways, they give them their due. They announce them. They bring them up on the podium. And then before each match, they've got kind of the big announcement. So it takes a little bit of time. So we'll probably got it probably about 5 minutes before that match takes place. Before we get going, though, want to give a shout-out to our amazing sponsors here, Alamosa State Bank, Lucky Luke's, Alcon Construction, RG Bank, Bachman & Associates Real Estate, Cielo, Valley Educators Credit Union, and the Branch Cafe in Walsenburg. Appreciate them for making this possible, so make sure you give them your patronage when you have the opportunity. Going to talk about the other... Going to talk real quick while we're getting ready for this one. Going to kind of give a quick summary on the for the other wrestlers from our listening area. Alyssa Beta and Nito finished sixth today, 100-pound weight class. Giselle Mraz finished third there for the Alamosa Mean Moose, 115 pounds. And in the girls' 125-pound weight class, Ivy McElhaney from John Mall took fourth there for the Panthers. On the 2A boys, Santiago Garcia Sanchez out of Trinidad placed fifth. 113-pound weight class, Isaiah Martinez out of Trinidad also took fifth. Taking third in the 120-pound weight class, Michael Archuleta from Center. And in the 175-pound weight class, Dominic Edwards from Trinidad placed sixth. For the 3A boys, 120-pound weight class, Anthony Meter placed fifth. 132-pound weight class, Pablito Rodriguez, Alamosa, third place. Wrestled that one all the way through the consolation bracket. Lost in the first round, and wow, impressive. 144 pounds, fifth place, Daniel Martinez for Alamosa, and Tony Grego, Alamosa, sixth place as well. And then rounding it out there, Spencer Smith from Centauri. On the team side of things, Alamosa boys very, very close on this one. They've been in second and still holding on to that second place spot there. Eaton's broken away with 141 points, but Alamosa 115.5 points there ahead of Fort Lupton with 100, and so good chance to bring that home. Got a couple matches coming up back-to-back here, it's looking like. So we have Samantha Mestis. And then at the 138-pound weight class after this, we have Taylor Torres from John Mall. He's going up against Forrest Craddock. And then for the Alamosa boys, Uriah Martinez. Alamosa comes in with a record of 48-2, taking on Josiah Gonzalez out of Fort Lupton. So Samantha Mestis getting ready for her match here. And I tell you, she is just absolutely tough. Very aggressive, very well coached. And Samantha wearing the maroon singlet there. And she's going up against Martinez from Los Animas, and she's wearing the black singlet. So should be a obviously state championship match. This is going to be awesome. Against Samantha Mestis, 50-4, a junior. And chance to defend her title here. Still going through a few of these announcements here, but tell you, just hats off to all the coaches and all the communities there. It takes a village to raise a child, and tell you all these individuals representing their communities well. And we are finally underway there. They lock up. Up at the top there, Mestis trying to set up her shot there, again working against Martinez from Los Animas. Mestis shoots and drives, and she's going to get the first takedown of the match, coming out very aggressive. And you could kind of see that before that, as that mat cleared, she's bouncing up and down, high-fiving her coach. You can just tell that she is totally psyched for this match there. And staying on top of Gonzalez. Gonzalez trying to work her way to this, to the out of bounds there. Mestis pulling her back in. Gonzalez able to get back to her feet. Mestis trying to break her back down. Gets one knee back to the mat. Gonzalez still trying to stand up and get that escape point there. Does escape there. 3-1 the count now. Turns around straight away and goes after Mestis. Both squaring up there. Just kind of grappling at the back there. Mestis tries to shoot. This time it's blocked by Gonzalez. 3-1 the score here, 1 minute in the first round. Mestis shoots again, gets a leg. On the sprawl, though, she's pulling that leg in pretty tight, though. Going around and trying to hook. And tumbled back over. Mestis in some trouble as she's flipped over there by Gonzalez. And Mestis rolls her back over, now has her in trouble with a head and arm. Pretty close to having the pin there, and Mestis gets the pin in the first round. And so Samantha Mestis is going to be a back-to-back state champion here for the Alamosa Mean Moose. Got the pin there in the early going, jumps up, hugs the coaches there. And congratulations to her for a back-to-back state champion there. And being a junior, you get the back-to-back. That gives you an opportunity to become a three-timer. And one title's hard enough to win as it is. So congratulations to her. Alamosa crowd very excited for that one as well. Lots of hugs going around and high fives for that. So congratulations to her on that one. Our next ones, we've got a little bit of time before we do this, though. It takes just about 20 minutes to get through each round. They have the six mats going, championship matches for each classification. They announce everybody. They do it simultaneously, and then they announce the winners from the previous weight classification, give them awards on the podium in front of the crowd as well. So that's kind of what we're looking at there. So I think we're going to take a break, probably get a couple good songs in, and then we'll be back there. We'll have two matches coming up. Uriah Martinez from Alamosa with a record of 48-2. He's taking on Josiah Gonzalez of Fort Lupton with a record of 49-7. 138-pound weight class there, so that's going to be an awesome matchup. And then going simultaneously at 138 pounds, Taylor Torres out of Walsenburg, John Mall High School there, comes in with a record of 51-6. He's going up against Forrest Craddock from CSCS, 46-4 as well, 138 pounds. Going to be some awesome matchups. So we're going to play a few tunes, and then we'll be back. You're listening to State High School Wrestling on KSPK.
KSPK.
From idea to finished structure, make your vision a reality with a team that builds it right. Strong, efficient, and built to last. At Alcon Construction, we specialize in pre-engineered metal buildings designed for durability and long-term value. From ag structures to commercial and storage buildings, we handle everything from site prep and concrete to full turnkey construction solution. And when it comes to garage doors, we've got you covered. As your local Raynor dealer, we install tough, high-performance doors and back them with expert service and repairs. One call, one trusted team, start to finish. Call Alcon Construction today at 719-589-4084.
Lucky Luke's, 'cause that Lucky Luke, we know it's more than just a car. At Lucky Luke's, it's part of who you are. When you're living out there on rough country roads and all four of your shocks are blown, there's only one place that you need to go, and that is
Educators Credit Union has been serving education since 1959. We are member-owned and work to help you. And not just teachers, but all staff of any educational institution, from Head Start to college. And now students can become a member too. Once a member, always a member, even if you finish with school or retire. We offer all the same things banks can, but with lower interest. Valley Educators Credit Union, it's a cooperative thing. Located at 910 Main Street in the Red Dome Building. Or call us at 719-589-6535.
Max your tax refund during Town and Country Chevrolet of Alamosa's Max Your Tax sales event. Max Your Tax with giant incentives and rebates. Get cash back up to $6,000 on select models.
That'll max your tax.
Max your tax and don't make another payment till May.
Max your tax
with special interest rates as low as 0% on select models.
Not getting a tax refund? That's okay.
With the incentives available, you don't need one to get that special deal.
With a great selection of new Silverados and Sierras.
The best SUV lineup anywhere with Trax, Terrains, Acadias, and Equinox, Trailblazers, Blazers, Tahoes, Yukons, Suburbans to choose from with incentives and rebates up to $5,000. Together, let's drive to Town and Country Chevrolet of Alamosa or shop online at townandcountryalamosa.com.
All offers on approved credit plus tax title license of $490 your head. Special rates and incentives vary by model and term. Rebates time, not in conjunction. 90 days no payment. Special rates through GM Financial. Subject to change. Expires 3/2/26. See dealer for details.
High school sports action never sounded this good. You're on KSPK, Walsenburg, Alamosa, and Trinidad. More high school athletics on KSPK.
And welcome back to Ball Arena. TJ Blackhurst here on the call. Colorado State Wrestling Championships. It has been an absolute marathon. We've been rolling since Thursday morning, and we are down to our last two matches of the evening, and they'll be going at the same time there for the viewers in our listening area. We've got, and I'll tell you, we're finishing strong there. We've got really good ones coming up here for the 138-pound weight class there, 3A. Uriah Martinez, junior out of Alamosa, comes in with a record of 48-2 and just a dominant tournament there, working his way through the bracket there. And again, just outstanding. First match, he won 18-0, 5-0, 3-2, really close one over Deal out of Eaton. And going up there against Josiah Gonzalez there, comes in with a record of 49-7 out of Fort Lupton. So that's going to, like, and those are the top two seeds, top and the bottom of the bracket. And exactly as they drew it up there, these two converging in the championship match there. On the 2A side of things, Taylor Torres from John Mall Jr. comes in with a record of 51-6, and he's been absolutely brutal as well. Just a strong dog wrestler there for the John Mall Panther. Just brings a lot of toughness to that. First couple matches were kind of technical, and then in the semifinal match against Fehrenbach, absolutely unleashed a fury of takedowns and near falls there. One tech falled him by the score of 16-1 there for the junior. He's taken on Craddock out of CSCS, dominant in his own right there, moving through the bracket. Have crowned three state champions so far from our listening area tonight. In the 100-pound weight class, they have Jeremiah De La Serra winning his back-to-back. Matthew Dean, Monta Vista, the sophomore there, won his first state title there at 106 pounds as well. Samantha Mestis, dominant pin there in the first round over Audley Martinez, completing her back-to-back as well. And now Uriah Martinez and Taylor Torres, each going, both matches will be going simultaneously. I've got Taylor Torres's match right in front as he takes on Forrest Craddock on the opposite side there. It's going to be Martinez and Gonzalez. And so as they're kind of announcing them again, they do a lot of fanfare with this. It's Ball Arena is packed. I'd say probably 80% capacity. Lots of different school colors there. And gosh, you love to see this. And tell you, wrestling, these guys are just outstanding. Toughest kids. It'd be interesting to count, see the count on how many nosebleeds, how many injuries they've tended to, and these kids just keep on rolling through. It's been an outstanding tournament there. And those of you guys in our listening area, your communities are all well represented. Speaking of which, making this broadcast possible, want to give a quick shout out to our sponsors before we get going. Alamo State Bank, Lucky Luke's, Alcon Construction, RG Bank, Bachman & Associates Real Estate, Cielo, Valley Educators Credit Union, and the Branch Cafe in Walsenburg. So appreciate you guys. And listeners, if you have the opportunity, give them your patronage. Other teams, other individuals at place today. Actually, I don't think we'll have enough time to get to that. Let's get this going there. 138-pound weight class. And so what we'll kind of be doing as we're going through this, scanning both of those. If we get a takedown, if it looks like there's a near fall or anything like that, we'll go to that. It's always kind of tricky with two of those. Got cut it down to only six mats this time. For the most of the tournament, it's been 12. But for championship night, they narrow it down to the six mats, and they go to, so for each weight classification, they wrestle that off. They wait till every mat is done, and then they announce previous classification, so their chance to get on that podium. Did it a little bit differently this time. They actually started with the 190-pound weight classification, and then worked their way up to the heavyweights and then started back down at the 106s. And so this one coming up here pretty shortly. And I tell you, these are both going to be two awesome matches there. Also, looking at the team score, this one will go, if Martinez can get the win here, that'll cement the second place finish team-wise there for the Alamosa Mean Moose. Uriah Martinez finished second last year, so looking to come in and finish that. Right now, Alamosa Mean Moose are sitting there in second place with a large lead over Fort Lupton. And here we go. And just kind of starting off there, Martinez sprawls there off of the shot from Gonzalez. Torres working as well. Torres gets a shot, pulls that leg in. Doesn't have the takedown yet. Meanwhile, Uriah Martinez looks like he has the takedown. They do give him that one. Takedown for Torres as well. Gives up the escape. Goes right back to work trying to pick the toe. Torres being lifted up, though, by Craddock. Craddock wearing a white and blue singlet. And escape on the other one as well. So mirroring each other. And Martinez tries to take Gonzalez down there. Working on the edge there. Then going to kind of let that one go. They're going to separate, work their way back to the ring. Meanwhile, Torres and Craddock. Torres has Craddock's legs there, the kind of torso and the legs there. And Torres working on his takedown there. If he can free that leg, needs to get his torso around to the other side a little bit. Leading 3-1, 45 seconds left to go here in the first round. Meanwhile, over there on with the Martinez match, working towards the edge again. No takedown there, and they'll move them back to the middle there. And looks like they gave Craddock the takedown there. As Torres trailing now 4-3, but looking to get that escape now. 15 seconds left in this one. Martinez and Gonzalez both on their feet there. 3-1 still to count on that one. Opposite side of the arena. I have to lose the binoculars there. Torres able to get out and get the escape on that. So we're all tied up at 4 going into the second round with Torres and Craddock. Meanwhile, Uriah Martinez leading 3-1. In his match, Martinez is going to take the down position there for the Mean Moose. Gonzalez on top. And they're going to go from the neutral. And Martinez in some trouble there. Able to roll through, does give up some back points, though. Gave up 4 back points, the one that did Martini. 3-5 is the score now. Meanwhile, Torres shoots in. Craddock, Strat. Craddock on the sprawl there. Torres brings that in. Able to get, working to get his head through. Close to it. Spun out of bounds there by Craddock. Craddock straddling the line, though. So still staying alive on that one. Meanwhile, we're all tied at 5 there with Gonzalez and Martinez. Gonzalez going from the down position. Tied at 5 over on that match. Tied at 4 here. With Torres and Craddock. They'll start from the neutral position. Craddock shoots. Blocked by Torres. Torres tries to go in for that leg. Craddock gets to the side there. Meanwhile, Martinez. Gonzalez trying to break free, though. Ridden out of bounds, though, by Uriah Martinez. Craddock on top of Torres here in the... Well, Torres, Craddock with the takedown there, now leads it 7-4. And over in the Uriah Martinez match, he's riding Gonzalez there. Gonzalez trying to build a base there. Torres trying to do the same there. Trailing in this one, 16 seconds. Both of these matches in the second round. And Martinez working on getting the arm, see if he can get that around, but well defended there by Gonzalez. And 7-4 there in the second round there with Torres and Craddock. Craddock a little bit slow to get up. Looks like his ankle's hurting, so they're going to take a timeout on that one. And meanwhile, 5-5, Uriah Martinez starting the third round there. They're going to start. He's going to start from the down position. And we're going there. Martinez waiting to see what kind of strategy he uses. Gets to his feet, ridden out of bounds there, basically tackled there by Gonzalez. And 1 point awarded to Martinez on that. And Gonzalez kept going quite a ways out of bounds there. Official thought that was a bit excessive there. Going from the down position again now. 6-5 lead there for Uriah Martinez. And we're restarting on this match as well. This one's going to be Craddock in the down position. Torres there. And escape point as well there. So 7-5 lead now for Uriah Martinez. Working against Gonzalez. Two close matches, both coming down to the wire. 4-7 there for Torres. And 7-5 in the Martinez and Gonzalez match there. Uriah Martinez working towards the middle. Goes to shoot, playing a little bit of defense there. Gonzalez trying to push Martinez to the outside of the ring. And they're tending to Craddock again. 6-7 the score as there was a reversal there. And I'm going to stay with the Martinez-Gonzalez match here. 7-5, 50 seconds left there. Uriah working against Gonzalez there. Both kind of leaning in. Uriah on the defensive there as Gonzalez looking for a shot. And I'm surprised Gonzalez isn't pushing a little bit more, a little bit of wrist fighting there as they still tend to Craddock there on the other one. A little bit of separation there. Going to stay with this one down for the finish there. Shoot, sprawl there by Martinez. 7-5, 13 seconds left. And Gonzalez pushing Uriah Martinez, rides him out of bounds there. 8 seconds left. This one's going to be close coming back. And they took those 2 points off there. And going to the end there, 1 second. And Uriah Martinez is going to win a state title there for the Alamosa Mean Move. He finished second yesterday, but finished with a 7-5 decision over Josiah Gonzalez of Fort Lupton. And that'll pretty much cement Alamosa's place, second place there team-wise as well. And getting ready to start here, Torres down 4-7. They had posted 6. They took the points away while I was watching the other match. And Torres going from the down position. There's a minute 37, so a lot of time left here. Gets to his feet, gets the escape. 5-7 is the score now. And pushing. Craddock shoots in there. Gets one leg, though. Torres spins around. He's going to be covered up, though, by Craddock. Craddock's going to get the takedown on that one. 10-5 the count now on that. 1 minute 20 seconds left in the third round on this one. Craddock, your classic long, lanky Torres, a lot thicker shoulders on that. He's trying to build his base, trying to get back up. If he can get one of those arms and pull that in, working from the bottom, if he can get that reversal there on Craddock and maybe get some back points there as he's trailing 10-5. Now Craddock holding on to Torres's neck, trying to set up a cradle with those longer arms. Torres might be in some trouble on that one. Craddock trying to roll that over. Lost the grip, though. Time ticking away, though. 36 seconds left in this one. Torres trailing 10-5. Trying to break free from Craddock. Craddock, a senior, Inside 30 seconds now, 25 seconds. Craddock with his legs locked around and close to being a stall there. Torres trying to get to his feet. Craddock pushing down on Torres's neck and had the forearm pushing against that, so I believe that's going to be a point awarded there for Torres on that. Blows the whistle, no point awarded though. And we're looking at 10 seconds remaining there. Torres is going to have to pull something out of his hat. Needs a reversal and some back points quick. See what he's got in store. Trying to get to his feet there. 6 seconds, 5 seconds. Tries to somersault over. Gets the escape covered back up by Craddock. And a final score on that one is going to be 10-5 decision in favor of Forrest Craddock from Colorado Springs Christian School. And so Taylor Torres is going to be runner-up there, second place there for the John Mall Panthers out of Walsenburg. As they go and shake hands there. Going to do kind of a quick summary again. Championship round tonight. Wrestlers from our listening area outstanding there. Jeremiah De Lacerda finished his back-to-back senior back-to-back state titles there, winning that decision over Andrew Pedregon of Skyview. Matthew Dean, Monta Vista, picked 120-pound weight class, picked up an 8-5 decision over Emilio Vallejos out of Rocky Ford. And so Matthew Dean with a sophomore and has a state title under his belt now. Samantha Mestis, Alamosa, got a pin in the first round against Adelie Martinez, and Samantha Mestis looks like one of those that she's got two. I think she's got a chance to go for three. And then in this match we did just now, Uriah Martinez winning a hard-fought 7-5 decision over Josiah Gonzalez out of Fort Lupton. And then Taylor Torres coming up a little short there against Forrest Craddock. Outstanding wrestlers. It's been an outstanding tournament. Again, want to give one more shout-out to our amazing sponsors, Alamosa State Bank, Lucky Luke's, Alcon Construction, RG Bank, Bachman & Associates Real Estate, Cielo, Valley Educators Credit Union, and the Branch Cafe in Walsenburg. Appreciate them for making this all possible. And started talking about this earlier. They say it takes a village to raise a child. And tell you, your young men and women represented your villages very, very well at this. No quit in any of them, hustling, working, and you know, throughout the tournament you'd see a lot of temper tantrums, stuff like that from some of the other schools. Did not see that from any of the kids that we had. So just hats off to all those people, and you guys should be proud. Once again, real quick too, Alamosa looks like they should have that second place finish locked up team-wise. Eaton's 30 points ahead, and that's Alamosa's last match, of course. So they have two first-place finishes, one third, two fifths, and one sixth-place finish. So that's going to put them ahead of Fort Lupton. And congratulations to them on just an outstanding tournament. Once again, I appreciate the opportunity to come here, bring you these matches. Hope you enjoyed it. This is TJ Blacker signing off from Ball Arena.
KSPK.
Valley Educators Credit Union has been serving education since 1959. We are member owned and work to help you. And not just teachers, but all staff of any educational institution, from Head Start to college. And now students can become a member too. Once a member, always a member. Even if you finish with school or retire, we offer all the same things banks can, but with lower interest. Valley Educators Credit Union, it's a cooperative thing. Located at 910 Main Street in the Red Dome Building. Or call us at 719-589-6535.
From idea to finished structure, make your vision a reality with a team that builds it right. Strong, efficient, and built to last. At Alcon Construction, we specialize in pre-engineered metal buildings designed for durability and long-term value. From ag structures to commercial and storage buildings, we handle everything from site prep and concrete to full turnkey construction solution. And when it comes to garage doors, we've got you covered. As your local Raynor dealer, we install tough, high-performance doors and back them with expert service and repairs. One call, one trusted team, start to finish. Call Alcon Construction today at 719-589-4084.
At Cielo, we know staying connected isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. That's why we've built a fiber network right here at home to keep our neighbors online with internet that's reliable, affordable, and local. Whether you're working, learning, streaming, or gaming, Cielo has a package built for you. A powerful connection, connecting you to what matters. Call 719-852-3538 today or visit cielo.com to see if service is available in your area.
Another set cued and ready to go.
I'm a little more country than that.
Today's hot new country, along with all the hits from yesterday. This is KSPK.
Painted black, she wants the toy in the Cracker Jack. She wants to ride the bull at the rodeo. She wants to wear my shirt to bed. She wants to make every stray a pet and drive around in my truck with no place to go. But she needs to feel that fire, the one that lets her know for sure she's everything I want. She wants a cabin in the woods. She wants to stand where nobody stood. Someday she wants a couple kids of her own. She wants to make love on a train. Someday she only